יוד גימול מנחם אב, היי תשפ"ה, הרב יוסי חזן שליטה.
Begin to share. Let me just be mocked in. Let me just preface a vogedika, a famous machlokes, old poskim, aleim shemai. There's a famous mishnah lemelech in Perek Aleph of Chametz Matzah, Seif Halacha Zayin, classic, where the mishnah lemelech says, shita is, if a person, for example, ate a chatzi shir, half a kezayis of matzah, he's done absolutely nothing. Even though no fault of his own, he doesn't have a kezayis, or he's not medically not allowed to eat a kezayis. If you don't eat the shear of the Torah, it's a gorge. So for example, yeah, okay? And in other words, the chotzi shear by a mitzvah is zero. And this is the shita of Bogadika Poskim, the Shalom Shuvah Shus Yankiv, and the Shalom Shuvah Shur Yankiv Lisa from the Zivis. In the Shagas Arya seems to indicate this shita, and so Mefurish and Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufla Medal. So, for example, I give you hundreds of examples. Lomar Zogin, the Gemara says in Yuma, in Lamates, that after the Misa of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a Me'era which was in the food. And therefore, a little bit of the koyin received the lechem aponim was not masbiya, didn't fill you, right? So the tznuim moishkin is yodeim. The erlich kahanim refused to take a small portion kippul because it's not pasha, it's not filling, it no purpose to eat, right? Which is mashma, right? If they would have been given a kezayis, they would have eaten it. But it was only kippul, less than a kezayis, they didn't bother eating. Shaila, if you hold that there's a mitzvah to eat, even a chotzi shir, so why didn't they eat, why wouldn't they take the amount kippul? Is the charaya, says a whole bunch of achrenim, is the charaya, there is no mitzvah in a chotzi shir. So far so good? I must tell you that there are many who are, the Maratz Chayis in the Gemara in Yuma wants to bring this raya, he brought this raya, and he says, Yehuda the Maratz Chayis had an extensive correspondence with the Chum Sofer, and the Chum Sofer was Ducha this raya, because he said it could very well be, right, that there's actually no mitzvah, I say, to eat the Yabes Chalis or the carbon. The mitzvah is, it shouldn't come to noise. Alternative, other achrayim say, there's no mitzvah on an individual koyin to eat it. It's the shevet. Everyone collectively has to make sure it is eaten, rather than you have an obligation to eat. Over eina chaname, when there's a mitzvah on the individual, perhaps there is a chiyuv, a mitzvah kaponim to eat even pachas mikashir. But that is a vogidika shita in achrayim. Me'idach. There are many, starting with the Chido in various places, in Birkei Yosef, etc., who says, just like Chotzi Shir is Osir Minatayra in the negative, to eat half a tarfis is an Isser, although the Oynish, the Makis, whatever, the Korah is only when you eat a Shir. But just like there's an Isser of Chotzi, we pass in the Kergeichel, the Chotzi Shir Osir Minatayra, who Hadin Meruba Midah Toiva. Right, there is a mitzvah to eat or to do a chotzi shir of a mitzvah. So is the sheet of the Marit Al Ghazi in these two places, the Shalom Shuvas Mach Nechayim, the Yad HaMelech of the Rambam, the Shalom Shuvas Mari Asad, and a host of other achren. Good, you with me? If you want to get involved in the case, Mari Mokam and Eloch, look in Shalom Shuvas Chazoy Nevadia in Laws of Pesach. Simon Chavches, he has over 70 pages, and he managed to keep all Rishonim and Achronim with him. I'm just giving you a moment. Now, what is the logic in this debate? Let me just be makdim. L'chure, it depends. What is the yesoid? Why is it that a chatzi shir is osur menatir? Then we'll juxtapose it. Does it apply to a chatzi mitzvah? We know the Gemara in Yuma, Tafay and Talit, Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir osur menatir. What is the reason? The pashas of the Gemara. The chazi l'starufe. If you eat half a gazayas, you could come to eat. However, you learn pshat here at the moment, right? You could eat a full gazayas. Asher alki, even half of the gazayas is also osur. Rabbi Shlokish holds chatzi shir is mutter menatir. It's only the Rabbanan who asks. So far, so good. Then the Gemara says, Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan asked on Rish Lakish, how could you say that menatir? Chatzi shir is mutter. There's a pasuk which says, Kol chelev, do not eat. Kol is anything. Kol shu is the charaya, that even a chatzi shir is also menatir. Hello. Now, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out obvious glaring kasha, which places as al-Asar. If we're learning out in the Gemara, in the Shaklavatariya from Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, that Chotzi Shir is also menatera from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, is lomeli, what do I need a svara of Chotzi L'Sarufi? To which Tosis answers, and so is Mefurish and Tosis Arosh, Al-Asar, and many of them. Because how Rabbi Shlokish answered back to Rabbi Yochanan the cross macht of Alma. Maybe it's not a full right. Once I have the svara of Chazi l'Sarufe, is the charaya that what? That is pasuk kol chelev, and even a kol shu is also. So far, so good. If I learn to the chura, say all the achrenim, a lot of achrenim, whether or not a chotzi mitzvah is a mitzvah, depends on where you're learning. Chotzi shir is also minatir. If, are you with me? Yeah? If you're learning from a pasuk, there's a kos, kol chelev. So where is the Torah mechadish this din? Dafka by nis the chiddush shechidusha Torah. The ein lechabaya lechidusha. It only applies by isur. Make a tesa that you fulfill a mitzvah with the chatzisha. But if you learn that it's an achshavei that every part of the shir has a chshivus, right? Then just like it applies to an isur, it could apply to a mitzvah. Hello. So far, so good. By the way, let me just explain. I told you, Tosfos, Bemez Rashi says clearly this way, here before in the Gemara. Rashi says, why is Chotishir Keloimar Pochus Mikashir Osim and Ateru Lakaman Bishmaitza Dor Shlebikol Chet? So Rashi, Tosfos, and a slew of other Rishonim, right, all hold. Where is the Yesui that Chotzi Shir Osem Menatayr Daf Rigurcha and Bechein Halacha from the Pasuk Kol Chelev? If it's from Kol Chelev, we said before, then it's totally irrelevant to a mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein the Meiri says clearly, and I'm going to get involved in the music, I'm Yeshua, etc., that the according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yisra of Chotzi Shir Osem Menatayr is Mitzat Chotzi L'Starufe. And if I had the time, I would explain that's Trat and Ramba, and that answers many kashas on the Ramba in various places. If it's Mitzat Chazil Starufe, then we could clear whether Chotzi Shir by a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Are you with me? And Gerada, the smag in mitzvah Sasei, Loises, Samartes, clearly says the reason why Chotzi Shir is also a mitzvah is Mitzat Chazil Starufe, not Mitzat like Rashi and Toises, Mitzat the Apostle Chalev, and therefore we could start clearing. So the whole shakla v'taya, whether there's a mitzvah in a chotzi shir of a mitzvah, is only a liba that you're learning that the whole yisui the chotzi shir osam and avtayra is mitzvah achshavei. Mitzvah achshavei gufa. There's a whole machlokes and achroinim. What I'm saying now is yad amelech, shalom shuv is early, many are mitzian, various forms. It depends on what's kratan achshavei. There's a classic noida b'yuda. Both in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda and Arachayim and in Slach and Psochem, who learns what's pshat in Achshavei in Chotisha in Achshavei, that it's like a Torah says, if you'll eat this half of the kazayas, you'll end up maybe eating the full kazayas. Asher Alkein, don't touch even a chotzi shir of an isra. Says the Nagdi Behuda, and I must tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger says this, is Machadish, the same Chiddush, and the Chsun Sofer, and the Shalom Jews, Abdi Neze, four Vogidika Achroinim, all say the same word. Kuntois, if a person would eat a chotzi shir of the Kesevis on Yom Kippur, mamish before the end of the day, so there's no hechetimsa that'll finish off eating the second part of the kezayit, the second chotzi shir. Hello? Then you're not over. It's not also not a favorite, because there's no hechetimsa, you'll fulfill the shir. Hello? That is the way the Nevi Yehuda, the Rav Kiva Eger, and the Ime Olvei Pasch. There are those who disagree, the Chikr Lev. Chozi l'sarufei is pshatn, the classic Chacham Tzvi, right? Chozi l'sarufei is pshat. The Torah is giving chshivas to 50% of the iser. Not because you'll come to eat the other 50%, because the fact that this itself goof has a chshivas. So now, juxtaposed to our question of a chotzi mitzvah, if you learn pshat and chozi l'starufei k'shitas hanoi de bihuda, right, this only applies by isurim. It's sort of like the Prima Gaon famously says in the Psicha Kilelos to Chaim and Vayechlesi Yerodeya. It's like the Torah made a gzeira, right, that don't eat 50% because you may come to eat the other 50%. Kumpesis only applies to Isurim, it doesn't apply to a mitzvah. Masha'enkin, if I learn pshat and chazil sarufei, that what? The Torah is giving shivas to 50%, then I could clear that maybe who I didn't buy a mitzvah, I only have a half of a kezayis of matzah, eat that to do the makayim a ksas mitzvah. You got me? So, hold on. Clear as mud, yeah? Okay. I want to tell you something that if you would spend the next 10 years going through this sugya, you will have not even scratched the surface. It's a mamash of vogedikasuk. Why am I telling you this? Like, you think I'm out of my mind, right? Why am I going into this? The pasuk in this week's parsha is Vizchan. You may have noticed the pasuk. Pasuk says, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalish Orim Be'evayar. Moshe, now, Oz, then, that, right? He divides three cities in Eivar HaYarden, which are Orei Miklat, designated as Orei Miklat. You and I know, the Gemara says, Makis that Dafir Aleph, that Orei Miklat, even though they're not affected, they don't work. Hayrik Nefesh Bishgoga is not saved by going to any one of the three Orei Miklat in Eivar HaYarden until all three in Eretz Yisrael have also been designated. So it's all or nothing, basically. Nevertheless, Omar Moshe, mitzvah she'efshel l'kayma akayemeno. A mitzvah, that I have now a mitzvah, an opportunity, even though it's not going to be 100% completely effective, aber, I got a mitzvah. So the Rambam, okay, yeah, you with me? So l'ch urab shat is, that Moshe said, I have a chotzi mitzvah in front of me, I can't do it all. But just because you can't do it all doesn't mean you should be part of doing anything. So the chot, and the Rambam, the chotzi mitzvah that I have now, let me chaparayim. Hello? So let me just read you the lashon of the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. In Pirkei Avos we say, have a rotzke mitzvah kalak b'chamura. Never start weighing the value of mitzvahs. You don't know, right? Because mitzvah ger is mitzvah, and schar mitzvah is mitzvah, etc., etc. So the Rambam says as Omar. Why did Moshe divide, separate, designate the three Ari Miklat in the Midbar? Because Moshe said, Hoyil Uba mitzvah liyadi akaymena. The mitzvah has come my way, I have an opportunity, let me chaparai. Ve'im ki yitziba Moshe alav ha-shalom shehi amasik amitu shalom shebeshleimim nichtzav nevertheless lo yitzib chotzi mitzvah kol malosui. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest human being who ever walked on planet Earth, right? And he chapterein a gazillion mitzvahs every whatever, and nevertheless a half a mitzvah comes his way here and now. Moshe Rabbeinu chaps is ein tzarech leimer sheyasukin acherim al kol pa. People who are impoverished from mitzvahs, if even a partial mitzvah comes your way, chotzi mitzvah chapterein is the achroinim luchura. Bring this pasuk in this week's parasha. Oz Yavdil Moshe is the charaya half a mitzvah, zecha mitzvah. Are you with me, anybody? We just said shitas hamishnah lemelech and the shvus yankiv. Udime is that half a mitzvah is garnished like klum, zero. Here I see, in this week's parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, chapt arayim, three arayim mikla, which are not effective, they're not cultist, they don't work, right, until 14 years of kibush v'chiluk, right? And Yeshua will then, what, divide the other three arayim mikla? Hello? Nonetheless, he chapt arayim a part of the mitzvah. Is the charaya part of a mitzvah, a chotzi mitzvah? Is also azach. Are you with me? So the Chikur Lev, from my namesake, Rabbi Yosef Chazan, the great Rabbi Izmir, Turkey, hundreds of years ago, he actually brings this raya, and then he's doichik, maybe you want to be doichik the raya, perhaps you could say, that maybe each Ori Miklo Tavdola is a separate mitzvah shlem. Nor both, in minyan ha-mitzvahs, you have to have all six. When you fill the mitzvah of Afrosh Ori Miklo. Or maybe every mitzvah in itself is a separate, independent mitzvah. So far, so good. So he did three full mitzvahs. The emes is, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Olav HaShalom, brings that he heard from Rabbi Vopia, and Shimon Gateson, who held, you see, from this Tarech HaRaya, that Moshe divided three Orim Mikla, is a HaRaya that a mitzvah, a chotzi shir in a mitzvah, but then Chaim Kaufman said, when he heard this from Leib Lopin, he thought to himself, maybe name, no raya, maybe each one is a separate, in the, each Ori Miklot is a separate mitzvah. Then Chaim Kaufman says, no, goes back. You look at the Rishonim in the Sifri in this week's Parsha, the Loshna Rambam and Pirush Rabbi Shmaya, as I just quoted, in Rabbeinu Becharia, etc., they call it all a half a mitzvah. It was not a complete mitzvah. Each mitzvah, each Ori Miklot, being a separate, independent entity in a separate mitzvah. You with me? So back to square one. Where we have a right. Nervous. I'm playing a bit of ping pong today. The Sefer Yad Dovid on the Sechta Makis says a moiridik of words. Bamed dvorim amur. When do I say we declare that there's no mitzvah in a chotzi shir? When you're Mekayim only, when you're Mekayim half, 50%, and you're not going to Mekayim the other 50%. So you've only done 50%. Masha Ein Kain, if, Lomerzum, there is a classical discussion, famous. A person, when bris mil, you make a bris? Yeah, so you have to be mal, and you have to be pora. And Chazal say, mal v'loy poro, kilim, garnish, zero. Right? I want to ask you a shayla. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bris mila d'ch Shabbos? Yeah, it's a possible. On Shabbos, am I allowed to have two moilim? One to do mila, and the other to do priya? Hello? Hello? Why not? Because I could tighten them. That the first guy who made the taking blood on Shabbos is one of the 39 biblical sabbatical prohibitions, last time I counted. Hello. And he's done the mila without the benefit of fulfilling the mitzvah, so he's mechal Shabbos without the mitzvah. And taked the Ramo and Yeridei and Reisham of Paskins, the machlokes, lechatchila, you should have one mile on Shabbos. Ober, the Mishnah Berurah says that Roiv Achrein and Paskin, you're allowed to do it. Right? And so is the meaning b'chol medinas poilin, that they divide up the mila and the priya even on Shabbos. I have only done half, and half is garnished, clear, mal v'le pora kil limal, because over there I taka did the mila. Over the end of the day, the second guy, the second mila, will do the priya. And between us, collectively, we've now fulfilled the mitzvah mila. When do we have this whole shakal of etariya? I only have in front of me a kezayis matzah. And I'm not going to have the other half of the kezayis. Or medically indicated, I'm only allowed to eat it. So it's not going to come to the second half, the second kezayis. Here we could clear, have you done nothing or anything or something when you ate the half of kezayis? Masha ein kein, I two people together, shnayim she'ozu, put on a mezuzah, made a micah, I don't know, whatever. Yeah? Whatever. They do it together. They both fulfill the mitzvah. Together, collectively. Hello? Kumt ois, over here. Moshe Rabbeinu divided the three Ari Miklat and Evrayat. You'll wait a bit of time, and Yeshua will then mafrish the other three. So between Moshe and Yeshua, you now have six Ari Miklat, which are effective, a collective effort that Moshe and Yeshua, then L'chule Alma, when at the end of the day, bottom line is the mitzvah in its entirety has been fulfilled, albeit through two agents, then you are Yoytze the mitzvah. So far you like that? That's a mouthful. So therefore I have no problem of how Moshe...
His whole mitzvah is the only good three, no?
The
whole mitzvah was only to do three.
Whose whole mitzvah?
Moshe, because he wasn't going to go there, so he had, that was his...
So who's the, one second. So therefore maybe he shouldn't do it. Maybe, what's the purpose of mitzvah b'liyode akaymeno if you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah? That's exactly the point.
That's his mitzvah.
Whose mitzvah? Moshe, where? The Almighty said to Moshe, you be mafresh gimel orim miklan evayad. Where do you see your pasuk? His mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to... Hello? Yeah? So maybe he's not... He's popped. He's not in a position to do it. You're not in a position to do it. Don't do it. Yeah? You with me? I'll give you other a third mahalach in it, but that is the basic mahalach, how the chura, how to learn. So far, so good? Okay, let me get a third one. It's a simple one. The sefer called Pninim Mei Bedrosh, a contemporary Bigon Yishalayim. And he says there's a difference between Achila and Maisa. I'm just giving it parenthetically. When it comes to Achila, we can now clear, is there a mitzvah in a Chotzi Shir of a Chotzi Gazayis? We can clear, as above. But when it comes to a Maisa mitzvah, the Moshe Afroshes, or a Miklot, everyone would agree that a chotzi maisa is a maisa. You've done something. Al derech, is there a mitzvah today to write a sefer Torah? In your shul, the makdash sefer Torah, yeah, they make a big traskara, mekayim a mitzvah. Comes along the shagas Ari and Simon Lamedvo. There's no mitzvah bizman hazeh to write a sefer Torah because since the Gemara says in Kiddushin that today went up the kiyin becheseres of yaseres, so there's no mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. There are those who argue, and the Eilam hold not like the Shagas Ari actually, and the Shaz and Chuvis from the Rapolim from Yisuf Chaim says, so I didn't fulfill, I didn't have every chaser and yotir, whatever, but I've done a Maisa Mitzvah, even if it's incomplete, it's still a Maisa Mitzvah. You with me? Is the Charaya there the difference between Achila, where we could argue, and a Maisa, which remains? Okay? However, that will depend on how we learn Chazir Sarufei, etc., as above.
Okay. So what do you do with the Pasuk
Kol Chelev? The Pasuk stands, because the Pasuk was given at a time in history when, according to Shagas Aryeh, you're asking. According to who? According to Shagas Aryeh. Because the Pasuk was given at a time when Yidin would be Kiyim, the Chazeres V'Yaseres. And I didn't know not. So the mitzvah is not relevant to us today. That's how the Shagas Aryeh is. But the word here we're saying is that the chiluk between achila and mais. Mais, you've done something. Something tangible, done. But saying about achila, could be, it's not a mais achila, we could argue. There's just a big ping pong with you. There's another. So you can see whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled the mitzvah in being mafish 3. It could be, yeah, because there he did a mitzvah, and it's cumulative together with Yeshua, and therefore he did a mitzvah in the three hafroshes we are in. Hello? Reb Chaim Kreisworth, who was the Abezin of Antwerp, wanted to argue fakir. It's put down in Yeshua in various places. He said, over here, 3 out of 6 are a miklot, is worse, not better. We're saying a mice is better than a latiachil. He said it's worse than half a kezayis. Why? Because by half a kezayis, it's felt in the shear, right? There's the whole mice, so the action is done, but you haven't had a shear. Mashain came 3 or a miklot out of 6 is totally ineffective. It's not kultus. It doesn't work. If it doesn't work, you haven't achieved anything in the three you were mafresh. So what is this like? Chotzi melacha on Shabbos. If you make an akira without an anoch, by melacha zitzo, or an anoch without an akira. Hello? The Rashi says in the beginning of the Sechta Shabbos, it's not osur minatir, it's not chotzi shir, like eating half a shtickle chazer. Hello? It's a garnish. Minatir. You with me? So here, since the three are a miklut that your mafrish is totally useless, futile at the moment, therefore he's mekayim, no mitzvah whatsoever. The Gemara says that Oyev Kesef Li is Bekesef versus the Moshe who tried to chapera in the mitzvah. And the Rambam says from here you learn that every person should be, that is mitzad ruchnias and yonim, to be an elchiyid, etc., etc. You have a mitzvah comes your way, chaperain, obri, it's not a raya that what? It's not a raya that he achieved anything through the hafrosh. Me'idach, we could go back and forth. I could argue. It could be, and this from Nosson Gestetner in the Sefer L'Horis Nosson of Masechta Makkah says, there is, Reb Chaim Kreitzer is saying, since it's not effective, it's not koilit, right? Therefore you've achieved nothing. Reb Nosson Gestetner argues fakert. Who said whether it's koilit or not, whether it's effective or not, is one and the same with the mitzvah of Afrosha. Maybe they are two separate, totally independent entities. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh, to separate or to designate or imikla, including of that perhaps, is the mitzvah of shilashta. You have to make signposts, roads, etc., etc. Right? That's one mitzvah. Another mitzvah is that it should be taka effective. So maybe although the arimikla that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafresh in Ebrei Yarden was not effective, over the separate independent mitzvah of Afrosh of Arei Miklot that he did. Alternatively, you could argue, fakert, that you only have a mitzvah to be mafish Arei Miklot when the Arei Miklot will work. But if not working, so you've achieved absolutely nothing. So it's not a chotzi shir. The kamus is a chotzi shir be'echus. It becomes a mitzvah kalisha because it's not effective. So there's no mitzvah even in Afrasha. There's no mitzvah in Afrasha, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? On that, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to do whatever you possibly can. So I see it's a big, like, you can look at it in two ways. Right?
But Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have done it unless it's
a kamus. Ma, I can't hear.
Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have done that,
that's no, where do you see that? It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu of his own bat decided to do it. You'll see in a minute. Okay, so I see it's as clear as mud, right? Okay, let me tell you the whole Shakamataya. Can you bring a raya from the Abdullah of three or a Nikla that there's a Chotzi Shir al Kapana when cumulative, right? You could look at it in two different ways. Then before you bring raya, say in the Deichad raya, and we could argue. Let me tell you how the Rebbe learns. Just when I saw this, the whole Shakvataria, the whole Geshef is totally irrelevant. Let me try to explain. On the Pasuk, let's go start from Pshat, which is a simple text. Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholesh Aron Evariyad. What is Oz Yavdil? What does Rashi say? Nosan Lev Li Yischored B'Dovar She'Yavdil. Moshe Rabbeinu Nosan Lev, he gave attention. Li yois chored. Chored means what? Fearful. He's terrified. In order to be mafreshed, the mafil of him. Apple pish eden kultus, even though it's not koilik. Nevertheless, says Rashi mitzvah bo. Rashi's mamshich. Mitzvah she'efshir lekaima akaimen. I'll put the limit. Stop. Let me just stop. Shut. What do you mean? What is Rashi saying? Shenosan leib li yois chored, etc., etc. So this, most of them are forsh on Rashi. The Rom, and the Rav, and the Gur Ari, and the Shmer HaKodesh, and the Berachov, is most of the classical forsh on Rashi. Why, grammatically, a pidigdug, Oz means what? Then. Oz is Loshen Ovar, or Loshen Hoive, or Loshen Oz. Oz means then. Next word, Yavdil. Yavdil means what? future tense. Oz, Yavdil, is a chastira in grammatical tense. Therefore, Rashi learns, Nosan Liboy, right? Al Derech, Rashi says, but Oz Yoshir Moshe. Oz means when Ola Beliboy Loy Mashira, because he saw the Nisim, the Vloit on Yamsuf. So the Oz referring, the Yud refers to Machshova. Oz Yavdil means that Ola Beliboy to Moshe, like Oz Yoshir to be Mav. So far, so good. It's great. Problem is, why does Rashi add those two words, Oz Yavil, Jenosan, Beliboy Lias Choreit? Where does being a Charedi, right, and being fearful and trembling, etc., etc., what does that got to do with Nidin Nidan? That's totally irrelevant. As Mephoshim asked. Right? Yeah? By Anachada, Oz Yosher, then Oz Yavil. By Oz Yosher, Rashi said, there was something that caused, that spurred the Olav B'machshav, i.e., they saw the miracles. What's the Oz Yavdil here? What happened here, suddenly, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to be Machshav? What's the Oz? Nishnah, then Rashi adds, in the same Dibur HaMaskel, that Moshe was Choreid to Rav Avdil, because he said, what? Amar Moshe mitzvah she'efshe l'kaima a'kaimena. Let me do this mitzvah. Why did Rashi hack that together in the same Dibur HaMaskel as Nosan Liboy Lias Choreid, etc.? It's a totally different issue. Should have been a new Dibur HaMaskel as why Moshe Rabbeinu went, right? What's his logic in? Okay, now, in a nutshell, where does the mitzvah of Afroshes or a Mikla first appear? Parashat Masim. Since we did the Lashon of the Pasuk in Parashat Masim, only a few weeks ago, still remember, said, listen carefully, ki atem uivrim es hayardi, arza Kanoan. You are about to cross the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. The grace will come, orim ari miklat yen lechem, for orim ashe titnu sheish ari miklat yen lechem, and shalash orim titnu me'eva yardi, and shalash orim in Eretz Canaan. So when is chal the whole mitzvah of Hafroshes, Habelos, or in Miklot, ki atem oivrim es hayard. Kunt ois, in pshutrei shel mikro, the mitzvah of Hafroshes or in Miklot is like a mitzvah tluy of oritz. It only applies after you even cross the yard. There are three other Ari Miklot in Eivra Yarden. Since there is 2.5 tribes living in Eivra Yarden, a lot of people, Shrikaroitzchim, as the Gemara says in Makis, therefore, the three Ori Miklot and Eivra HaYarden are relevant, but they only become relevant and operative after the three in Har Tzikanah. And it's like tuffle, it's secondary, because the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah tluya bars. Now I go push the psukim. Oz Yad, what's the Oz? What happened here? Could the beginning of the parasha of Eschanel Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to go to Eretz 515 times, and finally the Eibishter tells him, "Rav Loch Al Toysef Davar Leid Badover Hazeh Alei Roish Apiska Ki Loisaver Es Hayarden Hazeh." Now Moshe Rabbeinu is told, "You're not going to cross the yard." Now Moshe Rabbeinu just didn't. Okay, let me chaper a mitzvah. Nosan Libeli Es Chore. Should I? He's worried. Just like I can't cross the yard, because that is the Ratzon Hashem, how do I know what the Ratzon Hashem is? Should I chaperain to do this mitzvah now, even though it's totally inapplicable now, and I'm not connected to Eretz Yisrael? Or mitzvah b'leyadai akaymenu? Are you with me? Now, that's a time, but if you look in Peraches of Hilchis, Rambam and Hilchis Ritzeach, Shmiras Nefesh, there it outlines the mitzvah. Let me just read the book here. Halach Alf. Many, riddled with kashas. Mitz halachal. Mitzvahs that say lahafish are in miklot. Positive biblical mitzvah, timapish are in miklot. Shen neemar, sholish orin tavdil. The ain are in miklot neheges, ella be eretz yisroh. Halacha one. Halacha two, next. Vishesh orin hoyu, sholish yivdil moshe beivra yardin, u sholish shehivdil yeshua beretz kanon. Halacha 3, Gimel, Ein achas me ore mikla koltois as yudl kulam. Yet in all, shenema, sheish ore mikla tiyen lechem. Vei dienu, meish rabbeinu, shen sholish vei bayan kolta that yudlu sholish vers kenan. Vlom hadilan, omar hoyul ubo mitzvah liyode akaymen. Are you with me? Riddled with questions. Halacha al, let's go. Rambam says, the mitzvahs are said to be mafish ore mikla. Shenema, sholish orin tavdilach. Three. Why wouldn't you, not, Rambam, not bring a pasuk where it says, Shesh Ari Bichlatim? We're happy with three. Right? Halacha Beis, what's the Lashon V'Shesh Ari Miklat Hoyu? Plaster. They should have said, the Lashon Tzivui, the command was six. Then, and Halacha Gimel, he says, the ones in Eivar Yadin don't work, they're not effective until you have all six, right? What's the Hoydienu Mesh Rabbeinu? You said the halacha. Ein ori mikla koltos achi yudlu lukula. Number six ori mikla tiyena. So where's the Hoydienu Mesh Rabbeinu? Right? On the chur and nachder, why does the Rambam have to tell me that Mesh Rabbeinu said? Why was he mavel Eivar Yarden? Because mitzvah bol yodai akayema, akayemena. Hello? Who cares? That's a very nice, you want to learn, give a drasha, whatever, give a shir, you can say the reason. Rambam is a sefer of halachas halachas. L'maynaf gemina, what the motivation was for Moshe Rabbeinu to be ma'abdil the three. The kumtis Rambam also holds be equal like Rashi, that the mitzvah of afrash, or in miklav, or what, is like a, is in a heges eleber tisrol, is a charaya, it's a mitzvah, she said it's luya ba'orat. And therefore, the ikar is shalish. He starts off shalish ari nikla, because the ikar is the three ari nikla that were in Eretz Yisrael. There's the three in Eivar Yadin. The poil, they were six. But where did it start from? What is the ikar? The ikar is ari nikla in Eretz Yisrael. Right. And therefore, regarding the both the klita and the hafrosha, or it's all, you need all six or nothing. Right. In Allah Aleph, I learned the klita depends on all the effectiveness of all six, right? And then there's a separate din, the din of hafrosha and a din of klita, and both of whom are only effective with all of them. So the Chorish tells us the Shaila Fakir. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu accomplish in being mafresh the three in Eivar Yarden? So you can learn in two ways. There's two mahalchim here. One is, halachically, was he mekayim a mitzvah? No. But that was the hachana, the preparation for, right? In other words, to put it in halachic terminology, there was no chaluz shein ir miklat through the hafrosh of Moshe Rabbeinu, but nevertheless, hachana. I'll give you a moshe. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Rishon? Shlim. Who made the hachana to the Chazal? Compare Moshe Rabbeinu separating the three Ari Miklat to David HaMelech making the Hachonis, right, of the Beis HaMikdash. So the one person making the Hachonis was David Mekayim, the Mitzvah Saseya, Binyan Beis HaMechira? No. Shloime did it. But there's still a Yin of Hachonis. Alternatively, you could learn, there was a mitzvah in what Moshe Rabbeinu, a Mixus mitzvah in what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Aye, it's not effective. Because, as we said before, when Yahushua will then be mafresh, the other three, the mafreya, it could be even the mafreya, then the chalus of Moshe to be mafresh will be affected. Retroactively. L'maynaf gemina l'halocha, Moshe was mafresh, three Ari Miklat. He built the roads and he built the infrastructure and got everything ready. Right? Then Yahushua conquered, the kibush v'chiluk. And then he's mafresh three Ari Miklat in Eretz Kanan. Was Yeshua obligated now to go back to Eivar Yarden and to designate the other three as Ari Miklat? Or was the hafrosh of Moshe Rabbeinu effective? This depends, my dear friend. I'll say no. It depends on this chakir. If Moshe Rabbeinu was just a chana ba'alma, then yes, Yeshua had to go back. If it's a retroactively chal, then he didn't. And the Rebbe wants to say, this is a machloekas Rashi and Rambam. What is the lashon of Chazal, which is the lashon of the Gemara, The Rambam says, "On hoyil ubo mitzvah liyodai liyodi akaymen." The mitzvah has come to my hands. That's the lashon hashas. Rashi is mishana mitzvah she'efshel lekaymo akaymen. The Rambam is speaking about the Gemara mitzvah liyodi, and the Rashi is mishana mitzvah she'efshel lekaym. In the Charaya, it says the Rebbe, the Rambam is talking about mitzad the gavra. You can do a good deed today to make your achon. You're not mekayim anything, but you have an inyan, as we'll discuss in a moment, to do the mitzvah al kapanim the way it is. L'shitas Rashi, the mitzvah that the afrasha Moshe Rabbeinu the Havdalah was effective al kapanim b'tziruf the subsequent Havdalah of Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael. To put a diuk in the lashon of the Rambam or the Mishnah, the Gemara, vis-a-vis the lashon of Rashi, a kaimena. There is a chalois if of shame or a miklat through what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Give out. What is the, okay? Let me just preface. What is it got to do with you and mine? Avodas Hashem. Let's bring it down to what do I learn from this? Madhava. So first of all, there's a classic kliyoker in this week's parsha. First of all, the Oz Yavdil Moshe is not said in abeyance, it's said in a context. Beforehand it says, V'shamarta es chukav es mitzvayisav asher anuichi mitzabcha ayyoyim asher yitav l'chol v'nech acharech. If you're shamarta, you guard, you heed, you worry about mitzvahs, then the Eibush will bless you gavalt. And right after that afrasha of the Gimel Arim, Oz Yavdil Moshe, the Zoyis HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. Yeah? What is the juxtaposition, right? Says the Kli Yoker that this is a mitzvah l'doris, right? Even if you have an opportunity arises and you can't be mashlim the mitzvah, even if you learn Kedas HaMishal HaMelech Udimei that there is no halachic fulfillment of any mitzvah when you have a chotzi shir, or if the mitzvah comes your way, even if you can't be mashal in the mitzvah, complete it, right? Chaparayim, whatever you could do. And that's the chavivus, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu was oyev kesef, oyev bekesef. Here is one thing, I'm doing what I could do, even if I'm not completing it. There's other place, two other places in Shas, where the Gemara speaks oyev mitzvah, right? One is that Moshe, one is here, do whatever you could. I have expressed that often, tell people, if people get depressed, whatever, I often tell them a famous line I picked up, I don't know where, but it's a good line, and I use myself, one of my biggest problems in life, the best should never be the enemy of the good. If you can't do something with perfection, with Kavanas HaRizal, doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything, you just stand like a globe. Chaperein, whatever you could, whatever way now. Then there's an Indian by Atzmus Yosef, everyone takes the Biza, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes Atzmus. It's a Charaya, Oyev Kesef, Yisba Kesef. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbi Shagom, like, I gotta be Isaac with whatever. There's no, I don't know, like scoundrels, guys at the Smedley show sitting around talking, drinking coffee and talking about baseball, right? You can't have one of them to do this mitzvah. That's Oyev Chaparai. Another is, B'chal Moshe Rabbeinu going to Eretz Yisrael. The Abish said, you don't have to go, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu was B'chaviv as a mitzvah, right? Tries to Chaparai. Tries to push the by the way, just Derek Agab, Rav Nosson Geshetner, brings a famous Shaila from the Beirish Meizlish, the Rav of Varsha. Rashi says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because there's so many mitzvahs, I could. So the Varsha Rav asked, why didn't Rashi bring, there's a mitzvah, Shitas HaRamban Al Kabbalah, there's a mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't Rashi, Chazal say Shitas, right? It's also a good Mosrath, that's what I'm telling you. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, why didn't Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Nosson Geshetner says, so posh, but it's so deep. It's like a, because the Eibishter said to Moshe, I don't want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Asher, I'll get an ordinary yid, Joe Bloggs, whatever. The Eibishter says, go to Eretz Yisrael, for you it's a mitzvah. And for Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want, it's a mitzvah not to go to Eretz Yisrael. So a person has to be, the word is that a person has to, Yiddishkeit, I often see people making this mistake, Some people look at Yiddishkeit like a scorecard. You know, I want to get a shtickel of Yosun and a Sharabur. Okay, I got to have 100,000 check marks and I win. Right? It's not about fulfilling mitzvah. It's about doing the Rotzen Habayim. And being mevatel your Rotzen and your Das. The only thing that counts is to give Nachas Ruach to the Bashem. That's you see. Okay? Reb Moshe Feinstein, I'm not time to elaborate. Like, in Dorash Moshe, it says a Moiridig of Ort. You remember there is a bunch of people who were Tmei Nefesh, and they come to Moshe and Parash Baloischa, and after Tmei Nefesh, Adam, Lom, and Igor. What did they want? Hello? Says Rashi, it's a Chazal. They were Tmei. They said, get the Hoirim to be Makriv the Korban, and let the Hoirim eat. Says Reb Moshe, what in the world would have you achieved? Hello? They messed up. They didn't have a face. If you want to make some kind of new mitzvah, that the Hoyrim should bring it up, right? Yeah? And they should eat it. If they're going to eat it, they're going to be makriv, so what have you done, you Tmei Nefesh? Yeah? Zechariah says, Reb Moshe, Yisoyd in Yiddishkeit, that a person has to be an Oyev Kesef, Liyiz Bekesef, a person has to love a mitzvah. So I can't eat the Kazayis. Doctor said I can't. The Rav said I am not allowed to. Tornish. That is the Rotzen Habayim. I can't sit in the sukkah because whatever. You should still eat. If you could, it's medically indicated. You could eat half, eat half. You can't eat in the sukkah because whatever doctor said you can't be outside. Build a sukkah. Even though you can't sit in that sukkah you're going to build. Connect yourself to, and that's how you tell at a bris. You say, Kishem Shishil is a bris. Kain Yikonis, L'Toyer L'Chol Mas Beb. What do you mean? L'Toyer L'Mas Beb. Torah is everything. Torah includes mitzvahs. A person who learns Torah and doesn't do mitzvahs is noyachloy, etc., etc. And to do mitzvahs without Torah is oichtegnish. The pshat is a person should have shaychas to Torah and mitzvahs, and then to maisim toivim to do the rotzen, but the Eibishter wants a yid that is who you are, and that is your, that to be dovok in the mitzvah. And that is the plimius hanyonim of, I don't have time to elaborate, of this week's parsha. You do what the Eibishter wants. You're the mitzvah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. Not that is the Eben Abuchen. The Eben Abuchen is to do the Rotzen Abuchen, right? And with that, Divrei Torah are cultless, as Chazal say in Makis, right? And you're able to bring all the brachas, and we should take a seat, take the Nachmu Ami, and all good to Zachem for Kol Yisrael.
Oh, amazing. So,
there's what to speak here for hours. But I'll clear
the way. It's still missing. So what's Pshat Lomid Negorah? I just want you to bring the Kol Pesach. What's Pshat Lomid Negorah?
You can't bring the Gorah.
Right. So what can you do?
But
he doesn't have to try.
He cries out.
Right. Well, she died. But look.
The Avish will find a way. He did attack at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Man, but they didn't.
Why? I know that, but why?
Because they have the rules.
Because they have the rules.
First of all,
I want to.
Emerson not supposed to.
I want to be double conversion. How? What? When?
Where? It's like such a brain. How many goes?
That's the point.
Now, what about brain?
There was no mitzvah. Over there, then Kahu, but the mitzvah is being fulfilled collectively. Okay, here. But he says, in and of itself, the first thing is like a chotzi malach, not a chotzi issue. Because it's not affecting the group. But I'm saying that depends if the separate mitzvah of Afrosh and the mitzvah of Afrosh.
Hello, Jack. Good morning.
I just want to do this.
The heading for Shin Kamala was Din Toilus Bishabat, Din Toichen, Din Tikudemachal, Primavit, Velosh. All different types of Bush Lazatel. All these different types of things that you can't do with foods. So now we're coming to Toichen. So we should see if you test. We're going to do an angle. So we're going to do an angle.